Update of the avalanche report for Monday, the 31st of March 2025. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow require caution. All day it applies above 2,200-meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,200-meter, we have a wind slab problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above 2,200-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. More recent wind slabs are to be evaluated with care and prudence in all aspects above approximately 2,200 meters, especially adjacent to ridgelines. Restraint should be exercised because avalanches can sweep people along and give rise to falls. Weak layers in the old snowpack can still be released in isolated cases by individual winter sport participants. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular on steep, little-used shady slopes above approximately 2,200 meters and on steep, little-used west and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,600 meters. Mostly avalanches are medium-sized. And now the snowpack. As a consequence of a storm-force wind from northerly directions, mostly small wind slabs form since Saturday, especially adjacent to ridgelines. The fresh wind slabs are lying on soft layers. As a consequence of the sometimes storm-force wind, the wind slabs will increase in size moderately. Avalanche-prone weak layers exist in the old snowpack, especially on little-used west, north and east-facing slopes. This applies on shady slopes above approximately 2,200 meters, as well as on west and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,600 meters. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Tuesday, the 1st of April 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.